Mario Meza, M-E-Z-A, 524-57, 68-year-old gentleman. This is today's 6-6. Originally from Dickinson, Texas, a truck driver, not married, has 3 kids and 6 grandkids. He used to quit smoking and drink. He quit smoking and drinking in 2009, has had issues with congestive heart failure for some time, recently was hospitalized because of issues with his pacemaker, period. In the paragraph, he feels terrible. His blood pressure currently is 170 over 110, 130, period. In the paragraph, apparently he hasn't had any medications for a few days. I was asked to see the patient for appropriateness for hospice because the caretaker is asking for a patient to be placed on hospice and palliative care, period. In the paragraph, he takes over 16 pills a day, he says, but he hasn't had any for 4 days since he was transferred from the nursing home to the home where he is now, period. Those medications are being evaluated and will be started immediately, period. In the paragraph, surgery, he's had 13 surgeries, pacemaker, 3 knee replacement, left ankle, hip replacement times 2, gallbladder surgery, back surgery times 2, but hand surgery related to contractures, period. Last hospitalization was last week related to his pacemaker. Immunization is up to date. Review of system, he's obese. His O2 sat at this time is stable at 94%. I suspect he does have sleep apnea. He does have shortness of breath with activity. He hasn't gotten out of bed for some time. He's bedbound, total ADL dependent, bowel and bladder incontinent, has mild fetal edema on the right side, in the lower extremity, consistent with right-sided heart failure. The patient is also having issues with his daughter. He says that he's in a group home and the situation he's now because his daughter is taking his money. I'm going to have social work to get involved in his care as well. Period. On exam, we find the 68-year-old gentleman to appear older than stated age. He's obese. He's short of breath. He's tachycardic. His O2 sat 94%. Pulse is 102. Temp 97. Period. Exam, heart positive, pump positive, too, with ectopics, lungs, the wrong kind, rounds, abdomen, soft but obese, neck shows no JBD, skin shows no rash. 1+ edema lower extremity, positive symptoms of muscle wasting, and positive JBD noted. Assessment, 68-year-old gentleman, recent hospitalization because of congestive heart failure, pacemaker in place, period. In the paragraph, he also has diabetes. His blood sugar is not known, period. In the paragraph, we're going to ask the hospice nurse to come and check his blood sugar immediately. Also, he needs O2 and he needs breathing treatments on a regular basis, period. In the paragraph, he apparently had a temperature last night. He has a cough. We'll get the hospital/nursing home records to see if recently finished a course of antibiotics, period. In the paragraph, We'll also have the nursing home to send the medication list ASAP so we can get the medication started. Date this for today, 6-6-2025 at 2:50 p.m. Next time is multiple surgeries, next time is chronic pain, next time is hypoxemia, next time is obesity, next time is suspect the right-sided heart failure, next time is suspect right ventricular hypertrophy, next time is suspect sleep apnea, next number. Overall prognosis is poor. Next number, the reason for the palliative care to be called is because Mr. Meza does not want to go back and forth to the hospital any longer per patient request at this time. Thank you.